Betty left Virginia back in 1958, headed up north for the promise of work in his 48 Chevrolet.